Forever Dog.
Welcome to another episode of Best Show Bests, the greatest hits of the best show, with me, your host, Tom Sharpling. If you like what you hear, make sure you join us every Tuesday night on Twitch at 6 p.m. Pacific for a brand new episode of the Best Show featuring callers, celebrity guests, live music, and plenty of surprises. Enjoy! Best Show, you're on the air.
I found it.
I'm sorry?
I found it.
You found it? You found what?
The Newbridge Wall.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Is this Darren?
Yes. I found it. Is this the greatest news of all time or what?
You actually found it?
I did, yes.
Where did you find it?
In the woods just behind Old Man Mitchell's semi-convenience store. Oh. I'm beside myself, Tom. This is incredible. I mean, to think that we, as 13-year-old boys, had the vision and the creativity to write and record our own version of Pink Floyd's The Wall. I mean, it's astounding.
Oh, Darren. Darren, you found the tape?
Yes.
Is it all decayed?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll tell you, man. Whoever stole the tape and the lyric sheets and your sketchbook of staging ideas, they really didn't want anyone to find this thing.
Yeah, they didn't.
Man, we were so heartbroken the day that stuff disappeared in 1984. Remember how bad we felt?
Yeah, I remember. We sure were disappointed when we couldn't find any of it.
But man, thank God I never gave up on my 30-year search to find it. Like I said, man, whoever did this really didn't want this thing found or the tape ever played again. This thing was violently thrown in the ground to rot and never be seen or heard again. The crazy perp who did this, Tom, they also poured bleach into the hole.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. So it's like, but if it's like that ruined and had bleach all over it and smashed and stuff, it's unplayable, right?
It sure was, yeah.
Oh, that's good. Yeah. Wow.
Until I had it restored.
No, what?
I had it restored.
You had it restored?
I did, yes, yes. I took the tape of that audiophile guy, Heinrich, and he was able to restore it. It cost a fortune, but it was totally worth it. It was $13,000.
Oh. Oh. Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you something else. It sounds better than ever.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the best, man. I can't wait to hear it on the show tonight.
What show?
The Best Show.
Darren, I've known you for a long time. We work together over at Consolidated Cardboard. I would think you know me long enough to know there's no way in hell I'm playing that on the show tonight.
Oh, I know.
Oh, what do you mean, I know?
Well, I knew you'd be too shy to play it yourself, so I'm going to play it.
Uh-huh. Well, no. There's no way I'm letting you play it over the phone.
Oh, don't worry. I'm not going to play it over the phone. I'm going to play it over the Best Show soundboard. Why?
Wait, what? What? You're going to play it? How could you play it over the Best Show soundboard?
Playlist Enforcer.
Playlist Enforcer. What is Playlist Enforcer?
Oh, you don't know about this?
No, I don't know what that is.
It's this great new app that Kern Digifund just came out with. It allows you to override someone else's iPod or stereo system and play the cool music of your choice on those things. It comes with those new Beats by Kern headphones that everyone's buying.
Yeah, well, Darren, I just got to say, there's no way I'm going to let you play this over these airwaves for the show. And I mean, I have not heard that stuff in 30 years, and we're not going to... Wait, what is that?
We don't need no social studies. We don't need no algebra. No lunchroom monitors in the lunchroom.
Remember it being great, but I don't remember it being that great.
Oh, that was...
My God. What a band we were, right? I mean, you on bass, me on drums and vocals, Brian Dennis on guitar, and that Burmese exchange student Tram Doc Norple on sax. Oh, I tell you, man, you really stuck it to Ross Nagel and Schwarzendruber, didn't you? Do you remember? You were so mad because Mr. Ross Nagel... Instead of calling you Sharpling, he'd call you Dulling.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. Darren,
here's another one.
What?
I'll play another one.
How are you going to... I don't want you to play another one.
No, come on. Here it comes. Here it comes. In five.
No.
Four.
This is not going to work.
Three.
It's my board.
Two. One. Can hear me? Is there anyone at home? Come on, Roger, Roger. I know you stole my wacky packages. You've caused me so much pain. Gonna get you when you sleep. Relax, relax, relax. I need some information. Can you tell me where they are? There is some pain you are receiving. You POS smoke on this tire iron. The blows are coming through in my God. I mean...
And you potted. How are you potting it down when you... How are you... You're controlling the board, and then you're...
Yeah, Playlist Enforcer allows you to do that. It's great.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But let's talk about the song. Oh, my God. It's so much more intense than the original.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. I'll tell you, man, you totally nailed that incredibly tense, one-of-a-kind relationship between you and your older brother. Oh, my God. Man, did he know that your Achilles heel was those wacky packages. Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. And I'll tell you, man, and even though Tram was angry at you for not letting him play sax on that one,
mm-hmm.
his wailing the F out of that vibra slap totally takes that to a new level, right?
Oh, it's just... I can't. I never thought I would hear it again.
I know, right?
Oh,
it's so blessed. Oh man, wait till you hear this next one.
What?
It's so good.
No,
it's
more.
Real. It's a total rocker. Here we go. Five.
No.
Four.
It's not going to
happen.
Three.
Two. One. Madness. Oh, my God, Tom, what a rocker that was. Man, I'm sorry to laugh at this, but, oh, my God, did you hate Troy Detweiler? You were so jealous of him when he started dating Winifred Larson.
Uh-huh.
Do you remember? I'm sorry.
Oh, I remember, Darren. I remember
right?
all this.
Oh, my God, I'll tell you, man, you earned massive points with every guy in our school. I still can't believe you did this, that you had the stones to throw a balloon full of Pepto-Bismol at Troy Detweiler the moment he was getting his glass picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
And they wouldn't let him retake it. And
uh-huh.
That was the picture they had to use when he was rumored to have been eaten alive by that quad-footed doodle boop
mm-hmm.
in 1985. Remember that, when he went in the Newbridge Forest?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, I remember all of this. I remember...
Hi, everybody. Tim Heidecker here to tell you about episode 292 of Office Hours Live with our special guest, documentary filmmaker Lance Oppenheim, and musical guests, Melinda Sullivan and Larry Goldings. You can find us on your podcast app of choice.
And
goodbye.
And at YouTube.com.
And at YouTube.com/goodbye.
/Office Hours Live.
I just, this is just taking me back, Darren.
It's quite a journey down
yeah.
memory lane, isn't it?
And I have to say, I'm still thrown by that you are using some software that controls my hard board here in the studio.
It's great, isn't it?
It's not. Well, are we done?
Oh, no. Uh-huh. But you know who was done?
Who?
Brian Dennis. Remember that?
Yes.
That was the last recording that he did with us.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man. I'll never forget the sight of him storming off after you told him he couldn't wear white parachute pants, a purple headband, and those sleeveless Chess King shirts in our photos anymore because that was your look.
Well, you know, it's hard coming up with a look. And even though that look might not exactly be the coolest look, I thought it was mine. And then he showed up, you know,
it's
Brian
true.
Was dressed just like I
You were on that motto of Little Stevens even before he said it, right?
If you don't have a look, get one.
That's right, yeah.
I've always felt that.
I have too. You know what I feel right now?
What?
We got to hear more.
I don't want to hear more.
Oh, yeah, here it comes.
No.
Oh, this might be the best one yet. Five. No.
Well, I just pulled the plug, so it's not going to happen.
Two, uh-huh. One.
No, it's not happening. Oh, it's happening. Oh, no.
Step Uncle, do you think they'll nuke New Bridge? Our jams. Step Uncle, do you think they'll try to squish my nets? Should I build the new bridge wall?
Oh.
I'll tell you, man, that one, I'm not ashamed to admit, that one makes me tear up.
Uh-huh. Oh, it makes
really
me
tear.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. I'm kind of crying over here also.
I don't blame you. You put your heart and soul into that. And I'll tell you, you've done a lot of cool things in your life.
Well, thank you.
But, man, that thing that we just heard, that's the greatest thing you've ever been involved in, Tom.
Oh, hi. I don't think that's true.
I know it's true. You know what else is true?
What?
We were lucky to get a young Dave Sabo to play guitar with us on that one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, sure, he went on to a great career in Skid Row, but, mm-hmm. You know, we all know where he got his start, right?
Yeah. With us playing our interpretation of The Wall.
We rewrote that thing.
Yeah, we sure did.
Sure. You know what else?
What?
We sure did.
What?
We sure did a whole album. We're going to hear more of it right now.
We're not.
Six, five.
It's not.
Four.
Please don't happen.
Three.
No, please.
Two.
Please.
One.
No. Oh.
I am just a new boy. Stranger in New Bridge. Where are all the good times? Who's gonna show this? Oh!
My God, you were effing killing it on that slap bass, Tom. It's incredible. It's like you were channeling both Flea and Phil Lesh.
Uh-huh.
You were really good.
Uh-huh. Well, thanks.
You don't think so?
I don't know. It sounds... I was not exactly on the tempo.
You were great. And I'll tell you one thing. I know you didn't want to do it, but you really should have tried out for that cool local band, Funkin' Go Nuts.
Mm-hmm.
That time they were looking for a new slap bassist.
Uh-huh.
You could have done it.
Yeah, I don't know if I could have, Darren. I can hear, listening to that, I had certain elements were in okay shape and other things I was not so good at.
Oh, man.
Like
the way you held that Rick bass really high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, it's funny because the only person who holds a guitar that high now is John Dwyer from the OCs.
He holds it over his head now, doesn't he?
I didn't see, the last time I saw it, he had it, I couldn't see his mouth.
Yeah.
But now
it's his own thing. He owns it, right?
Mm-hmm. Everybody's got their own thing. And I guess I had my own thing then.
Yeah, we did. We had a really good thing, but it's a shame we couldn't keep the band together.
Hmm.
By the time we recorded that, as you'll recall, Snake quit. And, well, let's face it, you were such a stern taskmaster that we couldn't get anyone else to play guitar or keyboards. All the local musicians were calling you Pol Prog. Remember mm-hmm. that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like you were the Pol Pot of prog rock.
Yeah, no, I remember. Oh, I remember. But I had ideas and thought the band could be a certain mm-hmm. way, and just someone's got to take the reins on it, right?
I know, but it felt like you know, you took the reins and you kind of shoved them down your pants where no one else could get them except for you. So, you know, unfortunately, the rest of the album is just drums, bass, and vocals.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I mean, it was good. You know, as you'll hear when I play the rest of the album in its entirety without interruption right now.
Please, Darren, no more. What?
No, why?
Please. My skin is crawling. Please.
Oh, I know. Me too. I've got total goosebumps.
That's not... Having goosebumps means you're excited about it. When your skin is crawling, that's like the opposite of having goosebumps.
Wait, really?
Yes!
Oh, my God. Okay, well, that explains why my first wife was so furious at me on our wedding day. Because in our vows, I said that she made my skin crawl.
Yeah, that would... Oh. I can see why she'd be mad. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Her dad was so angry. He threw a balloon full of Pepto-Bismol in my face right before they took the wedding pictures.
That seems to be like a thing. I did it.
Yeah.
Your father-in-law did it?
Yeah, yeah.
Right before your wedding pictures.
Yep. Odd for an adult to do that to a young man, right?
Yeah. I thought that was a thing. I thought it was like a thing that was like the folly of youth. You fill a balloon with Pepto-Bismol and you kind of whip it at someone.
Yeah. Maybe it's something that the older generation came up with. Like maybe, maybe they were throwing those at each other in the trenches. You know, the Jerrys were throwing them at us, and we were throwing them at the Jerrys.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
The Jerrys?
Yeah.
What's that?
The Germans.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I know you love your history, Dad.
I sure do.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Wow, I'm getting a dose of history tonight.
And you're going to get more.
Oh, yeah. Please.
So let's play. All right, here's Bring the Boys Back Home, okay? Oh.
Darren, please stop. Please.
You don't want to hear it, really?
No, Darren, this whole thing, it's not good.
Are you crazy? It's great. And I'll tell you one thing, man. This could have been our ticket out of this dead-end dump of a death camp. The new bridge wall never got the shot it deserved because of you.
Me? Because of me?
Yes, yes. My dad pulled so many strings to get John Scher to get us that meeting with Roger Waters that day backstage at the Meadowlands on the Pros and Cons tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Oh, I know.
And you dropped every ball imaginable. and you pulled a choke job the likes of which has never been seen before nor since. I know that's quite a sentence, but I mean it.
Yeah. Well, Darren, can I just ask, do you have any actual recollection of what happened in that room?
Of course I do. We played him that tape, and he loved it.
What are you talking about?
Are you kidding? What? I'll never forget the look of pure speechless joy on Roger Waters' face as he listened to that thing. I think it's definitely one of my most treasured memories ever. It's right up there with the time I found that small bag of cocaine on the floor at McDonald's.
Well, Darren, yeah. Sorry to be the one to break this to you, but that was not joy on Roger Waters' face. That he was doing everything he could to stifle his laughter from.
What? No, he wasn't, you Adam Hart dummy.
Yeah, no.
He loved it.
He was. He was trying to not lose it in our face. That's why partway through waiting to the, what was it? It was Waiting for the Worms.
Waiting for the Worms, yeah.
Waiting. Yeah. Remember he stopped the tape and he asked if he was on candid camera? Do you remember that?
Of course I do. People said that all the time back then. It was like saying, I don't know, where's the beef? Or where are they when you got some donuts in front of you? Or, you know, this boat needs to be way bigger, my man.
Yeah, no. That's not what they didn't. They did not say that when it was. How can you not remember that he actually started like tearing the room backstage apart looking for a hidden camera?
Well, I'll tell you, you ruined any vibe or any possible chance for that to go right because you told him, yes, in fact, he was on candid camera.
Well, I panicked. I got so uncomfortable in that moment. I said, when he was like, are we on candid camera? I was like, yes, you are, sir.
Look, I'll tell you, anyone who thinks asking Patti Smith about Humble Pie in that elevator is the weirdest thing you've ever done should have been in that dressing room that day in 1984, because that was crazy. Mm-hmm. You told him Alan Funt was going to be coming in any second and that you needed to go out to the production truck and get a release form to him to sign. And you left the room and you never came back.
Darren, we were in a room with a guy who was one of our heroes, and he's as big a rock star as you could possibly be, and he's straight up laughing at us. I was so mortified in that moment that, yeah, I made up something about a clearance form, a production form, and I just walked back to Newbridge on the turnpike. That was frightening to do because I was just on that narrow strip from falling down a hill.
Right.
And it's like I must have gotten blown off that thing at least 20 times when those like tractor trailers, those like semis are just rolling down and they create this like gust of force of wind. I must have got blown off the road 20 times.
Oh,
it's terrifying.
Is that why you were so afraid to drive on the turnpike all those years?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's why you kept calling it the Devil's Blowy Road. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah, that's why. It was traumatic.
Oh.
And I gotta say, it's almost as traumatic as what just happened, me hearing these songs 30 years later.
But Tom, this stuff is great. I can't believe you're acting like you don't like it now. You seemed so into it back then, and when we were writing and recording all that stuff, it was like I was David Gilmour and you were Roger Waters. And I'll tell you, man, I may have sung all those songs, but you were the idea man.
Darren, I don't know what that was that we were doing then, but I was not Roger Waters and you were not David Gilmour.
You were a genius. I mean, I mean, sure, all kids of our age back in the early 80s could totally identify with dark, disturbing songs about an English boy growing up in the 1940s whose father was killed by the Germans in World War II. But you reshape those songs to make them reflect our lives and I don't know, the pain and the exhilaration of growing up in Newbridge. You know, real issues that we had to deal with, like, I don't know, like who was going to see Jaws 3 first, or would the Burger King be out of hot apple pies by the time we got out of roller disco class? That sort of stuff. Yeah. You nailed it.
Look, I know I was excited about it back then, but it was like I was a kid. You were right? A kid. And even before we played it for Roger Waters, I was starting to have my doubts.
Really?
You know, yeah. But you were the one that kept saying how great it was, and it just made me start to think it was, like, better than it actually was.
Oh, man. I'm just so glad this thing's finally going to get out there and be heard by the masses.
Right, what do you – heard by the masses. What does that mean?
Oh, well, I'm meeting tomorrow with Interim Mayor Hammerhead about staging a production of the Newbridge Wall at the Newbridge Center for the Rockin' Arts and Sciences. He's so excited about it, and he says it's like 99% certain that it's going to get greenlit by the town council.
What?
Oh, cool is that? Yes. And here's the capper. He's already been in contact with Effie Brown about producing it.
From Project Greenlight?
Yes, yes. Yes, and I'll tell you, she said with love in her heart that she's going to get back to him this week, and it looks really good.
Oh, God. No, Darren. No.
Yes,
no.
And Tom, please don't worry about this, all right? You are going to get all the credit you deserve for this. The posters and all the advertising are going to read, picture this, Tom Sharpling's The Newbridge Wall, based on work by Roger Waters with minimal input by Darren Ploppleton, but nobody else at all.
No, Darren, this will ruin me. I'll be like a laughing stock.
What are you talking about? No, everyone I've talked to about this loves it.
Who have you talked to about it?
Well, I wanted to play for some people and see what they thought.
Like, who did you play it for?
Let me see if I can remember. Off the top of my head, Carl Newman, Patton Oswalt, Zach Galifianakis, Kristen Schaal, Kurt Vile, Britt Daniel, who else? Tim Heidecker, Jack Black, Ben Gibbard, Molly Shannon, Steve Malkmus, Dave Windorf, Amy Mann, who else? Kevin McDonald, Chris Elliott, Ted Leo, Julie Klausner, Damien from Effed Up, Aziz Ansari, Paul Scheer, Weird Al Yankovic, just to name a couple.
Uh-huh. Okay. Well, I know all those people. They've all been, almost all of them have been on the show.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great then. So maybe you could reach out to them and ask if they could commit to actually being in it. I mean, they all love the songs and they all love the concept, but for some reason they're all busy and they can't be in it.
So they loved it?
Oh, yeah, they loved it.
Uh-huh.
I'll tell you, I wish you could have heard their reactions. I mean, they were so full of joy, they were speechless.
Mm-hmm. Can I guess what their reactions were like?
Oh, sure, that yeah.
They were probably, like, filled with just, like they were gasping.
Yes.
And could not believe what they were hearing.
Pure disbelief, yes, yeah.
And like they were almost like in a, yeah, like they couldn't, like almost, yeah, like they were, I think it's because they were grateful that my thing was coming out and not their thing, whatever they did.
No, they weren't. But, you know, it was odd. Like, three or four people mentioned these other two people when they were describing it. Sean and Freud?
Uh-huh. Sean and Freud.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Schadenfreud?
What? Well, that's how they pronounced it, but I thought they meant Sean and Freud. I thought it was like a restaurant or something.
Sean, what did you think? It was like a Dave and Buster's type
place?
Exactly,
yes, yeah.
Sean and Freud? No, it's Schadenfreude.
Oh.
Is the word that they were saying.
Well, look, anyway, I wrote down some of the great comments that everybody said for use on the poster and the shrink wrap for the album. Let me pull this up here. This is insane. I can't believe this exists. Oh my God.
Uh-huh.
This is the greatest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
It's like if Found Magazine was an album. I don't know what that means.
Okay, yeah.
Please tell me Greg Turkington has heard this.
Uh-huh. Oh, no.
And Patton said this is even better than something called The Room. I'm not sure what that is, but I haven't looked that up yet, but I assume it's some kind of really cool movie that's great.
Yeah, okay, yeah, The Room. It's a movie that some dope made that is a laughing stock.
What?
Yeah. It's a giant punchline of a movie that this guy thought was great and it's so bad and oh no.
What?
Oh,
what's wrong?
No. Oh man. My phone.
Oh no, you dropped your phone? What's wrong?
No, I'm getting all these texts from people who've been listening to this.
Oh really?
Yeah.
Like who?
Peyton Reed, he wants to direct the film version of this.
The guy who did Ant-Man?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh my God, this is bigger than I ever hoped it would be.
Yeah. Paul Rudd wants to know if he can get cast in the film.
The star of Ant-Man?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Oh my God.
Uh-huh. Someone named Ed Weeks? I don't know who that is.
Oh, from Project Greenlight?
Yes, that's right. He is from Project Greenlight.
He's one of the English stars of that film, The Leisure Class.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to come out.
That's right. I wonder how that's going to do.
I think it's going to be great.
You think
it's shot on film.
Uh-huh. That is the hallmark of a classic.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Oh, Dave Grohl, who I don't even know. He said he wants to do a documentary on this and that he's already filmed his comments with something called the Grohltron?
What is that?
Oh, wait, I read about this thing.
What is it?
It's that thing that Dave Grohl, it's this machine that Dave Grohl uses when he's doing documentary testimonials.
Does he do them?
About bands, and he just, like, they punch in the thing, and he'll just go, like, it'd be like, to type in ZZ Top, and then the Grohltron is like, ZZ Top, oh, man, you're kidding me. Those guys were the effing best. It's the greatest band ever. I wouldn't be playing rock if it wasn't for those guys.
Well, that's amazing. What a blessing this is, Tom. I mean, we're finally going to be rock Empress Oreos.
What? We're going to be what?
Rock Empress Oreos.
Empress Oreos.
Yes.
No, it's Impresarios.
Not, no, it's not.
Not Empress Oreos.
Yes, it is.
Uh-huh.
It is, too. It's like that movie where Meryl Streep plays that poor peasant girl, and she's rescued from poverty by the head of the Nabisco Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
What's it called? Silkwood.
No, that's not what that movie's about. But, Darren, that's not what's important now. Darren, I just got to tell you, there's no easy way to say this, but I just got to say it.
What is it?
The tape and the plans and everything.
Right.
Back, it wasn't stolen back in 1984, I took it and I buried all that stuff.
Tom, don't joke about that.
No, I did. It's the truth. I mean, I was just so embarrassed by what we did, and I didn't want anybody to ever find out about it. You know? So I buried it behind Old Man Mitchell's semi-convenience store.
I can't believe what you're telling me. Tom, this is the ultimate betrayal. It's far worse than what Patton Oswalt's older brother did to President Kennedy.
Uh-huh. Well, Darren, that's not exactly accurate, but I just have to say I had to do what I had to do back then.
What was that? Oh, my God.
What?
No.
Wait, what's wrong?
The lights just went out here.
The lights went out at your house?
my God, what's that?
What is that? I don't know what that is. Is it a wind or a howling or something?
Oh my God. I'm getting scared. Tom, I just realized something.
What?
I think you buried all that stuff in a Viking burial ground that was hit by lightning.
Oh, stop, Darren. That's a myth that's been going through Newbridge since, like, forever. There was no Viking settlement in Newbridge. I mean, that was like, I think it was just like a story that, like, was it Vaughn Kern invented to just kind of goose, like, tourism dollars back in the 40s, make people think something was going on in Newbridge?
Well, tell that to the Viking ghost that just appeared. What's that? Your name is Sven? You're going to what?
Hey, what is he saying, Darren?
Oh, my God, Tom. He said he's going to exsanguinate me through the neck with his ice sword.
Uh-huh. He's going to exsanguinate you with an ice sword?
Yes.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
No, Tom. Sven means business. But I mean business, too. Tom, looks like that sword fighting class I took at Newbridge Community College for the Lesser Arts has finally paid off. On guard, you Nordic dead-ass goblin!
What's going on over there? Oh my God! Is that a...
No!
Is that a sword fight?
No! Die! Oh, in the haunches!
Darren?
Tom!
Yeah?
I banished him!
Oh my God! That's amazing!
Yes, he returned to his icy hell, never to be heard from again.
Well, that's a relief. I mean, I didn't think there was such a thing as, like, a Viking ghost, but I guess you just fought one, so...
Right?
Yeah. Well, that's great news, Darren.
Thank you. Oh my God. Oh, wow, what a night this has been, right?
Yeah, what a roll. Oh, my God.
Tom.
Darren?
Yes. The Nordic ice ghost felled me with an exploding ice sword. An exploding ice sword is in full breach of the Earth Netherworld Ghost Pact of 1845. I'm fading fast. Oh. It's up to you to report this to the proper authorities. But most importantly, Tom.
Yeah?
It's up to you to bring the Newbridge Wall to the masses.
Okay.
Tonight was just the first step.
Okay. You know.
Promise me you'll do it.
I will. I will, Darren.
Do you promise?
I promise.
On my half-exsanguinated body?
Yes, yes, I promise. I'll bring the Newbridge Wall to the masses.
Tom, you were my bestie. That means best friend.
Yeah, yeah. Darren?
Yes, Tom.
You got to hang in there, buddy.
I can't. Tom?
Yeah?
The stories are true. Heaven has two horns.
Oh, my God. Darren, I think he's dead.
The Best Show is produced in partnership with the Forever Dog Podcast Network. The show is hosted by Tom Sharpling and features John Worster, Michael Lisk, Jason Gore, and Pat Byrne. The show is produced and written by Jason Gore, Pat Byrne, Michael Lisk, Brett Davis, John Worster, and Tom Sharpling. The Best Show is executive produced by Tom Sharpling, Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. Co-executive produced by Jason Gore and Pat Byrne, segment producer Michael Lisk. The show is engineered and mastered by Andrew Gleason and Wesley Knapp. Graphic design, video editing, and social media by Brett Davis. Website and technical support by Martine Sellis. And the show is recorded at Forever Dog Studios in Los Angeles. Support The Best Show on Patreon over at patreon.com/thebestshow. And follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Best Show for Life. That's Best Show number 4 Life. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.